new ADS-B services are available. Babbitt joins Southwest Airlines, and Bell Helicopter breaks ground on a new World HQ. This is Aero News for Wednesday, October 17, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Pilots who use the surface airspace at Charlotte Douglas, Denver, Miami, Ronald Reagan National, and William P. Hobby in Houston can now receive free traffic and weather information in the cockpit. To receive these services, aircraft must be equipped with an Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, or ADS-B, transmitter, receiver, or transceiver, and a cockpit display of traffic information. The new services include Flight Information Service Broadcast, or FISB, which provides pilots and flight crews with a cockpit display of aviation weather and aeronautical information via Universal Access Transceiver equipment on 978 MHz. The FAA notes that FISB is not compatible with 1090ES avionics. Traffic Information Service Broadcast, or TISB, which enhances a pilot's visual acquisition of other traffic on 978 UAT and 1090 MHz extended squitter, TISB is an advisory service only. Pilots must continue to exercise vigilance to see and avoid other aircraft in accordance with Title 14 of the Code of Federal Regulations, Section 91-113B. Aircraft equipped with a 978 MHz Universal Access Transceiver will be able to receive both TISB and FISB. Aircraft equipped with a 1090 MHz Extended Squitter, or a 1090ES, will receive TISB only. The FAA encourages users of TISB and FISB to report any irregularities observed while using these new services. Southwest Airlines has named J. Randolph Randy Babbitt as Senior Vice President of Labor Relations to direct and oversee the carrier's labor-related activities. Babbitt will report directly to Chief Operating Officer Mike Van de Ven and have responsibility for all negotiation, communication, and ongoing relationships between the company and the 11 organizations that represent 87% of Southwest employees. Babbitt began his aviation career as a pilot, flying 25 years for Eastern Airlines. A skilled negotiator, he served as president and CEO for USALPA, the world's largest professional organization of airline pilots. While at ALPA, he championed the One Level of Safety initiative implemented in 1995 to improve safety standards across the industry. He also promoted the international expansion of ALPA through a merger with the Canadian Airline Pilots Association in 1997. Babbitt later went on to serve as the FAA's 16th administrator from June 2009 through December 2011. Construction of Bell Helicopter's new global headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas, got underway on Monday with a groundbreaking ceremony attended by Texas Governor Rick Perry, U.S. Congresswoman Kay Granger, John Garrison, the president and CEO of Bell Helicopter, and other dignitaries. The leaders made remarks highlighting Bell Helicopter's march of progress in its military and commercial programs, its global expansion and responsiveness, its commitment to Fort Worth, as well as the company's desire to help revitalize Northeast Tarrant County. Bell Helicopter plans to invest $230 million in new and upgraded facilities as part of a comprehensive revitalization effort. Bell Helicopter is revitalizing its facilities to provide its more than 6,000 North Texas-based employees with a better, safer, more comfortable work environment and to attract and retain the talented workforce needed to grow its business in Texas. A group of local, state, and federal elected officials representing the eastern portion of Long Island, New York, have renewed a petition with the FAA to mandate an overwater route for helicopters flying to East Hampton Airport. The 19-member group is being led by Congressman Tim Bishop, as well as two New York State Assemblymen and a state senator. They had supported Northern and Atlantic routes to East Hampton Airport in a June 24th letter to the FAA, but so far, only the northern route has been approved by the agency. The online news site Riverhead Local reports that in a joint written statement, the officials said that, quote, "the current situation remains unsatisfactory. For some local communities, the situation has actually gotten worse during the summer of 2012, end quote. The statement goes on to say that noise from helicopters can, quote, "only be substantially mitigated by reducing the number of north-south helicopter transits. This goal can only be accomplished by the establishment of both an Atlantic route and a North Shore route, We urge the FAA to act immediately to approve the Atlantic route, end quote. An Atlantic route would force helicopters traveling from New York City to East Hampton Airport to fly a route entirely over water north of Long Island before turning south and backtracking to the west over Gardner's Bay while approaching the airport. When Aero News continues, racing for a record on batteries. A 16-year-old solos not once, not twice, but three times. And United joins the NFL in going pink.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3200.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, October the 17th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The UK company developing an electric-powered racing airplane hopes to be able to break the speed record for electric aircraft next year. The founder of the Electric Airplane Company, or TECO, in Gloucestershire, UK, says the airplane may be substantially faster than any previous electric-powered aircraft. Roger Mottram took his inspiration for the Bat from Red Bull Racing Aircraft. He told the online news site PRW.com that recent advances in battery technology and electric engine design are opening up new possibilities for electric airplanes like the Bat. The Bat is being showcased at a show called VentureFest Bristol, being held next month in Bristol, UK. Mottram said unlike what he calls endurance planes, which rely on small motors and big wings, the Bat will go, quote, fast and furious, end quote. On the TECO website, the company says that the airplane will fly for about 20 minutes on a battery charge. TECO says that the Bat will be powered by a 60-kilowatt or 81-horsepower electric motor. It will be offered in kit form to builders specifically as a racing airplane. According to the website, it will incorporate the latest safety features, including energy-absorbing cockpit structure and a ballistic recovery system. Well, key industry data now indicates a worldwide pilot demand exceeding 460,000 new pilots over the next 20 years. This information is based on data recently released by the Boeing Company in its 2012 current market outlook. One reason given for this gap is the apparent lack of motivation for young people to enter the aviation field as a career path. 16-year-old Drew Greider of Hampton, Georgia, must be the exception to that rule, as he planned and executed not one, not two, but three separate solo flights in three different aircraft, all on his 16th birthday. Greider logged solos in a Cessna 150, a Blahnik K-7 glider, and a Piper Twin. In response to questions after the events were all safely completed, Drew underscored his motivation for the project, saying, quote, I would love to be able to fly as a career pilot someday, but I also wanted to show other kids that age 14 and 15 is not too young to start, and that they can fly also. To other kids my age, I would say stay in school, get good grades, and work hard on whatever career they are interested in. Aviation is a rewarding career. The pilot shortage is here, and it might just as well be us that will fill those cockpit seats. We can do this. End quote. You go, Mr. Greider. Adventure Pilot has announced the release of its version 7.5 software update. Enhancements include portrait mode, interactive instrument mode, WAC charts, and more. This update will begin shipping immediately and is available for existing iFly 700 and iFly 720 owners. The version 7.5 software update further extends the capability of the iFly GPS with portrait mode, instruments panel, WAC charts, and many other new features. The addition of portrait mode will allow the iFly GPS to be rotated for vertical mounting and improved reference of approach plates. Portrait mode also provides more flexibility to mount the iFly GPS in various applications and aircraft installations. Version 7.5 adds more compatibility with ADS-B devices such as iLevel, Clarity, and others, giving pilots more flexibility for in-flight weather options. Adventure Pilot aims to integrate with new ADS-B devices as they are introduced to the market. Pilots flying in regions of Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean will gain improved chart coverage with the addition of the WAC charts. United Airlines employees are showing their support for breast cancer awareness by sporting pink uniform items through the month of October. United's Pink program allows frontline employees to purchase exclusively produced pink uniform items to wear to work, including ties, neck scarves, and hats, with proceeds benefiting nonprofit organizations dedicated to breast cancer awareness, greater access to screening services, and support services for individuals battling breast cancer. Since 2009, United employees from nearly all 50 states and 11 countries around the world have participated in the Pink program, raising more than $60,000 for breast cancer awareness. United is not alone, as Lindstrand Balloons USA is offering balloonists who purchase either a new system or envelope in the month of October the option of having the cancer ribbon of their choice added to the balloon's parachute top artwork free of charge. In return, Lindstrand asks only that the balloonist make a donation to the cancer charity of their choice. On a personal note, my mother is a breast cancer survivor, so I'd like to offer my personal thanks to both United and Lindstrand for their efforts. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.